drunken. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us. Oh, let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us. Oh, let it rise. And we say, oh, 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 let it rise. And we say, oh, 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 let it rise. Rise among us. Let the shout of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the shout of our King, let it rise among us. Oh, let it rise. And let the shout of the Lord rise among us. And let the shout of the Lord rise among us. And let the shout of our King, let it rise among us. Oh, let it rise. Come on, sing again. Let the shout of the Lord rise among us. Let the shout of the Lord rise among us. Let the shout of our King, let it rise among us. Oh, let it rise. And we say, oh, 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 let it rise. Oh, 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 let it rise. I wanted it to dance of the Lord. Let the dance of the Lord rise among us. Let the dance of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise. Sing it again, and let the dance of the Lord rise among us. And let the dance of the Lord rise among us. And let the dance of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise. And we say, oh, 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 oh. Let it rise, and we say, oh, 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 let it rise. Let the power of the Lord, come on, let the power of the Lord rise among us. And let the power of the Lord rise among us. Let the power of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise. And let the power of the Lord, come on, give some power, rise among us. Let the power of the Lord rise among us. Let the power of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise. And we say, oh, 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 let it rise. And we cry, oh, 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 let it rise. Come on and give glory to the Lord. Oh, 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 let it rise. Let the glory, glory, let it rise. Let your glory, let it rise. Let your power, let it rise. Let your power, let it rise. Let your healing, 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 let it rise. Come on and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. We need your glory in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. We need your spirit in this place. Fill us with your power this morning. Oh, we cry, oh, 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 let it rise. And we cry, oh, oh, let it rise. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord be risen in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You provide the fire. Hallelujah. I'll provide sacrifice. You provide the Spirit, oh Lord, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire, oh, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit. Oh, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit, oh, and I will open up inside. You got to tell them that, hallelujah. Say, you provide the fire, oh, and I'll provide the sacrifice. Hallelujah. You provide the Spirit, oh, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To cancer response. Hallelujah. To my life has
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And we are so thankful to God for another time to uplift the name of Jesus. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. Lord, you are Jehovah Kishtishanu, the God who have given us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you are the God of our salvation. You have blessed us. You have made us whole. You have set us free. And we thank you for the blessings of the God of our salvation, just ruling and reigning within our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Lord, we bow down before you and we say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Thank you, Father God, for the opportunity. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the presence of your saints here in this sanctuary. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for the woman of God that's going to bring forth your word, Lord God, from on high. Thank you for your anointing that's been placed within us and around us, Lord God, that we will be meditating and saturating in your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. And we thank you, Father God, for Artist Life. We know, Father God, that you've set us here in this place, in this season, in this time for a blessing from on high. And not only that, Lord God, but to give your name all the praise and all the glory that's due to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, and your excellent greatness. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for everything that you're doing from this day forth. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. This is a joyful morning. This is a beautiful morning. We thank you for that tag. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that powerful, powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. We thank you, Minister Robinson, we thank you so much. Fill me up to our overflow. Thank you for that this morning. We so appreciate you bringing us in praise and worship this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. This is a beautiful day. We woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Let me just share a little bit about this awesome, awesome individuals that I'm so glad to be on this journey with them. I tell you, Lord, I hadn't been for them on my side, where would I be? God is good. On 2010, the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Weatherspoon, start us on this journey, hallelujah, this morning. And we stand on the scripture right now, Psalms 88:13, but you are crowned, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, yes, we do have a mission statement. And to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Hallelujah. This is a day that the Lord has made. I'm so glad to be alive this morning. Hallelujah. We do have the website that you can visit 24/7. Hallelujah. All of the messages has been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speakers. Today to this year, 2021, with God's defeated, shifting, prophetic, sudden, and holy sense are being established supernaturally and revealed. That's coming out of Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Brenda, as a host, as yours truly, or as sons, as Minister Rogers, Lord, we need you. We need you this morning. We need you all to come and join us, and we would certainly love to have you come and be with us. You can also have a praise report or a prayer request. Please submit all of your information on info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Webster or our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, half of our service, we will have a treat so you can stay Friday to give your praise report live. So our phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 and a half years ago, we are now called Artists Light. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I'd like to add to it, wealthy, and you also can share with anyone. Come 3 feet of you. Don't keep it to yourself. You got to share. The new Morning Motivation Call here Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders with vital information, benefits to for this wonderful life, Artist Life products. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617#. If your service, we have your service T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, you can use this free number. You call this bypass number. You can call it first. 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday, so we all want to, after this call, we lock an agreement. We'll be on that call. We ask everyone to stay connected to our Artist Life family, where you can go to your Facebook or your WhatsApp app and keep in touch. And more importantly, the events happen every day, so we want to stay in touch with that. So we want to do that. That's a good thing. Well, let me just say I want to stop talking because, you know, we have an awesome speaker this morning. She's not a stranger to this call. And I just want to just share a little bit about her this morning. And I will give her – she's just awesome. That's all I can say. Her name is Prophet Kai. She was born in New York City. She currently resides in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received her B.S. in Electronic Engineering in 1996. She's called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister. God led her to the seminary where she received a Master of Pastoral Counseling and Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." She has a wonderful son. Well, it's our son, too. We share him, Christopher, who she loves so much. Prophet Kai has published her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also, Prophet Kai was my prayer partner, and also Prophet is an artist distributor. I can go on and on about her. Let me just say, without further ado, let me introduce you to some presenter of none other than Prophet Kai. Are you out there?
I am out here, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for that warm introduction, and thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And to our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And thank you, Minister Rosalind, for praise and worship. And, of course, we want to make sure we recognize the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their yes is why we can gather here today on the Master's Call. Their obedience to God's call to start something new and different and something that would glorify Him through Artist Life. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and we just are thankful for the Holy Spirit which indwells us. We are in the midst, I won't say the middle because I don't know where God is going with this, so I will say we are in the midst of the I Am series, and God is just reminding us. Because sometimes we as His children need to be reminded about who and what He is in our lives. So He just wants to remind us by starting out with bringing us back to the scriptures in Exodus with Moses I'm sorry, with Moses, and I am that I am, when Moses was asking him, well, you're sending me back to the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, the land that I had to abscond from, the land that I had to break free of, because if I had stayed, I would have been killed, and you want me to go back and tell them, you know, about you, this almighty and all-powerful God, but I'm afraid, and I don't even know your name. So when they ask me your name and I can't tell them, they're going to think, you know, oh, he's not for real. But he told them, but God told Moses, tell them I am has sent you. And then he says, I am that I am. So we've looked at a lot of things, right, a lot of attributes, a lot of roles that God plays. And as I was studying and praying and seeking him for which specific one I was to talk about today, because he's given me a list. And the list does continue to grow as I continue to walk through the series. So he's not, you know, revealed the complete message to me. But, you know, he's a God that reveals what we need when we need it. And today we are going to be talking about I am merciful, or I am your mercy, or I am mercy, period. So as I was studying and just looking at the attributes of mercy and being merciful and God showing us his mercy as he always does, because he is a merciful and loving God, I realized that there are so many scriptures about mercy and that show the mercy of God. And Psalms 25 and 10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. See, that tells you about relationship right there, because it says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, but there's a caveat, to such as keep his commandments and his testimony. So you got to be in that relationship with him for him to be your mercy, for him to be your mercy. You must be walking in that relationship. But you, O Lord, are full of compassion and graciousness, mercy and abundant, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Psalms 86 and 15. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before you. Psalms 89, 14. Psalms 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his work. See, we can go on and on finding scriptures about the mercy of God and how merciful he is to those who love him and to those who are in relationship with him. His mercy and compassions fail not. That's found in Lamentations 22 and 23. His compassion and mercy fails not. We just have to make sure that we are doing our part. See, and when we talk about I am merciful, I am your mercy, I am mercy, we too have to flow in being merciful to our brothers and sisters in Christ, to those who don't know God, especially to those who don't know God, because we show that type of mercy to an unbeliever, then they want to know how it is we can be so merciful and compassionate. And then we can tell them about our relationship with God and bring them into the kingdom. See, God has shown us what it is to be merciful so that we can then emulate that in the world, so that the world can then say, what is this, or who is this God that they serve that has shown them how to be merciful even when they have been spited, even when they've been hurt, even when they've been abused and abandoned and talked about and mistreated?
they continue to show mercy. See, because I am your mercy, I am merciful, is what Jesus showed us by going to the cross. The mercy that displays should be the example that we walk in. God is a God of mercy. Now, are we allowing him to show us that mercy by being obedient and showing mercy to others? Or are we holding grudges? Are we taking score and keeping count of how others have wronged us so that we can get them back, so that we can continue to just, you know, not to show the mercy that God continues to show us? Imagine if God gave us what we deserved. I don't know about you, but I'd be in trouble. If God gave me what I deserved, I would be in trouble. But I am so thankful that I serve a merciful, a forgiving, a loving, compassionate God. See, because his mercy stems from the love he has for each of us. His mercy endures forever. But will you allow him to be the I am of your life and to show you that mercy? Will you allow that? Will you give him place to be the God all by himself of your life? See, because that's what's required. You have to be willing and obedient and let him be the I am of your life. Or are you trying to keep him in a box and pull him out when it's, you know, convenient for you? You only want to give him those parts of your life that you want to give him. You don't want to submit to his will. Are you willing to surrender it all and allow him to be the I am of your life? Are you willing to let him be, I am a merciful God in your life? And I know people's like, oh, that's a crazy question. Of course we want God's mercy. But are you doing the things required? Are you building the relationship? Are you showing mercy to others? See, because, you know, we want the gifts. We want that which comes from the relationship, but are you putting the time in? Are we putting the time in? Because I'm not excluding myself. Are we putting the time in to that relationship to receive the benefits of it? Are we putting the time in to the relationship to receive the benefits from it, of it? See, because there are benefits to being in relationship with God. There are benefits to being the king's kid. But those benefits come from relationship. That mercy stems from his love and our relationship with him. We can't expect God to be merciful if we're not in relationship with him. We can't expect the benefits of the relationship if we're not putting in the work of the relationship. James 2 and 13, for judgment is without mercy to one who is shown no mercy, to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. See, he told us right there, for judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. So he lets you know right there, if you're not showing mercy to your brothers and sisters, if you are merciless, then I'm not going to show you any mercy. So he told us, you will receive judgment if you have shown no mercy. But mercy triumphs over judgment if we are showing that mercy to others. Luke 6 and 36, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. So he's given us instruction and direction. He hasn't left us to figure it out for ourselves. He tells us, if you show no mercy, you will receive judgment. But mercy triumphs over judgment. So that means the mercy that we show is our triumph over the judgment that would come if we have shown no mercy. I am merciful. See, because as you show mercy, I can show mercy to you. I am the God of mercy. I am your mercy, if you allow me to be, is what God is letting us know. Lamentations 3:22-23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy endures forever to the end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. That means he never runs out of mercy for us. It's new every morning. But is our mercy for our brothers and sisters, for those who don't know the Lord, new every morning? Are we following in his image? Are we emulating that which he has shown us with our mercy? See, we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision to show mercy to others. I mean, we could go over scripture after scripture after scripture about the Lord and his mercy. Hebrews 4:16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. That we may find mercy and find grace to help in times of need. See, the mercy of God, the mercy of God is why we don't get what we deserve. Let me say that again. The mercy of God is why we don't get what we deserve. I need you to sit and think about that for a minute. Because, I will say, speaking for me only, I don't know about you, but if the Lord gave me what I deserve at any given moment, I would be in trouble. Because we all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. None of us are perfect. So if we got what we deserve, we would all be a mess. We would all be in trouble. But his love and mercy are the reason that he does not give us what we deserve. I am merciful. See, that should be enough to make you shout right there. My love and mercy and my compassion are why you don't get what you deserve. Oh, somebody give him a praise because of his mercy for us. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. I am mercy. Now allow him into that space where he is your mercy. Allow him to be the I am of your life. Allow him to be the God of your life. Allow him to be God in your life. Because in him we have mercy. In that relationship, if we show mercy, we receive mercy. And that mercy overcomes the judgment we deserve. I am that I am. Allow him to be the mercy in your life. Allow him to be God all by himself. Work on your relationship with him so that you can reap the benefits of that relationship because he desires to give them to you. I am that I am. And I am your mercy. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prophet Kai. I am that I am. His mercy is new, everyone. For that profound word, shortly after you, we come back and close us with a benediction. After a few announcements, let us pray over our prayer request this morning. Dear God, I thank you for this comfort that we have in your knowing that all that you will work it out because I am a child of God. We thank you for that to live the meaning I am, given more opportunity to spread this gospel, to die, to gain wealth because I am. Lord, we thank you for Prophet Kai, for that powerful word this morning. Hallelujah. I am merciful. Our mercies, they come new every morning. Hallelujah. We bless Kai, Lord, like never before, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless her this morning. Give her overflow of blessing after blessing this morning, God. We thank you for that word, Lord. It touched my heart this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Give her overflow of blessing, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Webster, for keeping us focused on you, Lord. 10.5 years, hallelujah. Never a break, hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We give them all the praise. We pray for every prayer warrior, guests, friends, hallelujah, artists, reps, and family joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, hospital, everyone incarcerated this morning. Hallelujah, spread the word. Touch them like never before. Hallelujah. They need you this morning like we never need you before, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning for every bereaving family. We want a special blessing for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wells and her family, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and her friend that went home to be with the Lord, Lord. We pray for High Child Family. We can go on and on, Lord. You know them name by name. Hallelujah. Touch them this morning. They need you, Lord. Comfort them like never before. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you and adore you, God. We give you praise this morning. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I know everyone wants to share this message this morning, this playback number. Please write it down. Put it in your phone. Text it out this morning, please, Lord. This is an awesome message this morning. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND, and we also want everyone to stay, make sure that you go to the next call, the New Morning Motivation Call, which we held next. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And please stay in touch with our artist family. Please check out your app, What's Up app, and stay in touch with us this day. Well, let me thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for greeting us this morning with that powerful prayer. And also thank you, Minister Raza, for praise and worship this morning. We appreciate both of you. We thank you, Prophet Kai, once again for that powerful message this morning. My mercies come every morning. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
And again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. We are just in the midst of this series, and Lord, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just continue to encamp, you know, around us, Father, to just be our lamp unto our feet and our light unto our path. Lord, we know that you are the God of all mercy, and we are just so thankful that you have allowed us to just be in your presence. Lord, and as we leave this call and never your presence, we just want to say thank you. And now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.